What happened? He asked, shaking his head, trying to clear the fuzz away.
One of Hawkins' men hit you with a club, and while you were out, Hawkins grabbed Mama and rode off with her. Some of his men held the trappers back until Hawkins could get away. They all followed as soon as they figured Hawkins was far enough away, all except that one.
And she pointed to a man lying on the ground in a pool of blood.
Jean took care of him.
I'm going after him, Zeb informed her when he finally had the strength to pull himself up.
And I'm going with you.
I don't think so. This here's a man's job.
Zeb, I'm going whether you take me or whether I have to follow, but I'm going and you can't stop me. That was my mama he took, and I swear if you don't kill him, I want to be there to do it for you. Understood?
All right, he agreed, grinning at her determination. You get us a couple of blankets and a few supplies and bring them along with those two horses Hawkins stole from me. I need to talk to Frenchie before we leave. Marie was back in a matter of minutes, leading the horses, with two rolls behind the saddles.
Hey! The trapper yelled at Zeb. You can't go running off them horses. They belong to Hawkins.
These horses are mine, and unless you want a knife hanging out of that fat belly of yours, I'd advise you to get the hell out of my way, Zeb snarled at the man. I don't have time to argue with the likes of you. He quickly glanced at what Marie had brought and smiled when he saw she had included a flintlock for each of them. Don't seem like there's much to hold us here, so let's ride, he suggested.
What's going to happen to our camp and the mules?
Frenchie will look after everything till we get back. Now, young lady, either you keep up with me or I'm leaving you on the trail. Is that understood?
Don't you worry none about me. Just see that you get my mama back. Where do you figure he'll take her?
I kind of favor the Snake River Valley, because that's where he usually spends his summers. Must have about three men with him, so we'll need to cut the odds down before we'll have a chance of getting your mama back. They got a pretty fair head start on us, so we have to move right along to even catch up with them.